It's altogether obvious that we are living one of the more dramatic moments in contemporary history, what with all the drama over the ever-so geopolitically naive Donald Trump supposedly negotiating with Kim Jong-un in Hanoi, while Michael Cohen spills our mafioso-like president's dirty laundry. But frankly, I find myself distracted by the larger reality that however many challenges remain of the Trump presidency, America is starting to see the fellow's backside as his effort to circumvent Congress's historic budgetary responsibilities finally raised the opposition of those congressional Republicans who once panicked at the thought of challenging the Trump cult. But even more importantly, the reality that the race for the Democratic Party's nomination has forced a debate on what precisely the Democratic Party stands for. Sure, the party's easy enough to differentiate from the conservative opposition, a party that has, for most of modern history, believed in a socially conscious, inclusive America, one that has struggled to bring all Americans into the mainstream of American life, regardless of race, religion, or gender orientation, while maintaining a more nuanced attitude toward the role of government. Indeed, seeing government as responsible for considerably more than mere national security, as so many conservatives have historically believed. But a party committed to a more inclusive definition that includes using government to ensure reasonable access to health care and economic security. Which brings us to the current question dominating the nomination, whether one claims to be a Democrat, which some leftists have managed to malign, the way an earlier generation of conservatives devalued the once popular term liberal, demanding an embrace of the nom de jour social democrat or even simply socialist, a title that arouses considerable energy in diverse quarters across America. From the American left that wants the term to replace what they see as the outdated term Democrat, and the American right, which is praying that it does so, given the historically charged history of the word and their assumption that the label would make it easier to keep Trump in power. Sure, a good chunk of the left is also diligently trying to explain that socialism is not its evil cousin, dictatorial communism, and for that matter, that social democracy is different from generic socialism. Both true, but overly complicated when presented to an American population, 75% of whom cannot even name the three branches of the federal government. No, the fact of the matter is political campaigns are not the place for conversations better presented in the classroom. And an election predicated on first educating the population and then winning their votes is bound to fail, and especially so at the national level, as we have seen so often play out in the Electoral College. Indeed, the reality of battling over what is largely a foreign-sounding term to older and ever so statistically more likely voters is a counterproductive fool's errand, and especially so when there's no need to do so. Indeed, the Democratic Party, the party reformed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the Great Depression, has always included an embrace of most of the values some are exclusively assigning to the foreign-sounding social democracy, when its origins are a blend of American political thinking, English labor, and John Maynard Keynes' interventionist economic theories, as much as anything traditional Marxists have contributed. And yes, as so many have noted in recent generations, the party did move in the 90s somewhat from its New Deal roots, but only because FDR's progressive message failed at the polls in 68, 72, 80, 84, and 88. But while those years forced a necessary recentering of the party, they were also the years that saw the historically more egalitarian America, the country that had produced the largest middle class in history, start down the path toward a new permanent American aristocracy. In short, it's time to stop this stupid argument about who is a Democrat or a social Democrat and the equally stupid effort to educate the larger majority of Americans about the nuances of European political history and just proudly proclaim an enthusiastic embrace of a 21st century New Deal democracy that so many continue to revere.